Blog Talk Radio.
Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour, live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints. Welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. I am praying for each and every one of you. I pray that you are well. Pray that you are safe. I pray that the people that you're not used to hanging with on a regular basis don't get on your nerves too terribly much and you don't hurt them. I'm praying for a lot of stuff right now, but I'm partially joking and partially, serious because we've got to take this seriously. We've got to get everybody well and keep everybody safe. And, I guess go back. Most people say go back to normal, but actually let's have a better normal after this, So anyway, one of our normal things is celebrating Tech Thursday on the third Thursday of the month with Burton Kelso of Integral. And he's here with us. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing quite well. Thanks so much, and thanks for taking the time out. I know everybody's kind of readjusting. I said this is a good time for me to be shoring up my home-based businesses, and the only thing I wish I had right now is the windmill and the solar panels that I wanted. I'm trying to go self-sustaining here. So what's going on with you?
I'm sure that people that are making the transition from – working in an office can work at home. I mean, there's a lot that's involved. There's employers that are saying, hey, you can go and work remotely, but there's a lot of things that you have to take in consideration when you work remotely, So
yeah.
That's what we've been dealing with at Integral.
Okay, Bert, but you're breaking up some. I don't know if it's only my end or, what it is, but you were breaking up a little bit, so.
Yeah, is that, am I better now? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but it's a little bit broken. Even, we're thinking more of the coronavirus thing, more of a physical thing in terms of our physicality, but different things can happen with computers too. So can you, give us some insight?
Well, the thing with computers, though, it's not necessarily cleaning them out. It's making sure that the devices are disinfected, because, it's one thing to clean a computer, but it's another thing to disinfect your device to make sure that, you're not getting infected with the coronavirus. And, the CDC is saying that you should wash your hands, but if you have clean hands and a dirty device, it really doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean?
Right. And I know we talked a little bit the last time about phone soap one time, but is that enough right now, just using that?
Well,
not going to do it. That's for something else, right?
Well, no, phone soap is for disinfecting your smart device. I mean, that's the whole point of it is to, if you've got this full ideal, is to disinfect it from flu-like germs. If you have it, that's great. If you wanted it, they're back ordered on phone soap. So,
wow.
It's effective as far as making sure that you can kill the flu on those solid surfaces. And the good thing about phone soap, G, is that you can use phone soap for not only your smartphone and tablet, you can also use phone soap to disinfect, like credit cards. cards and money. I mean, your remote, any small surface that you would normally put your hands on and make portable. So, I mean, that's the great thing about it.
God knows that money needs to be clean. I mean, seriously. Almost, you know, used to cast king, but it's a dirty one sometimes, depending on where it's been, and you don't really know. I'd rather get, you know, go and just take it and take it to the bank and say, hey, can you trade me out for some brand new stuff?
Yeah, that's true. But you know, it's just the reality of the life that we live in. I mean, you know, I think part of the problem is that we do have poor hygiene as far as just, you know, basic stuff like washing our hands, but I don't think we think of the implications of what happens when we touch things without washing our hands. We don't, think about, if we don't wash our hands, what the implications are, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You got to have basic hygiene. Sure, not only are we, like, backing up our stuff and, staying protected from cybersecurity, we need to make sure that we're also making sure that our smart devices are clean as well.
For sure. For sure. So what other suggestions do you have for that? I mean, because we get comfortable, and we also think, I'm clean. I don't know what's wrong with everybody else, but it's not even that. Sometimes it's just, you can't necessarily, if you're in and out of the store, you're in and out of a restaurant, and certain things you think about, like being in and out of a restaurant, hopefully, cleaning your hands and stuff. You know, my husband and I usually secure a table when we go to a restaurant, and then one goes, washing hands. So we were just talking the other day about, okay, what about those booths that we like to sit in, and you're sliding in and everything, and, where do you put your hands when you're trying to get yourself situated in that? You know, how clean is the table? Did they just clean off the placemat? Did they just clean off the silverware? How often has that rag been reused and stuff? So, no matter how much we do, you still have to depend a lot of times on the good hygiene of others, too.
Right. I mean, yeah, and that's the problem. So, I mean, as far as your smartphone is concerned, I mean, one of the things that you want to do with it is to try to keep your hands off of it as much as possible. I mean, I think you could go out and get, like, wireless going on. But just basic, just as far as the basics are concerned with your smartphone, I mean, there's a product that you can purchase called Pure and Clean that will, that's an eco-friendly product that you can use to disinfect your smartphones and your, all your tech devices. But at the same time, too, if you didn't want to purchase Pure and Clean, you could make a mixture of water and rubbing alcohol. As long as the rubbing alcohol has got the 70% of alcohol in the mixture, and you can disinfect your devices with that. But what you need to be careful of is that when you disinfect devices, you want to make sure that you leave the cleaning solution on your device for no less than 4 minutes in order for the solution to kill the germs. Because if
right.
you just put it on there and wipe it off, you're not doing anything. You're just cleaning the phone. You're not going through the process of disinfecting it. So, of course, there's people that are do I just soak my phone in this solution? And no, you don't. It's a matter of spraying it and letting the mist, with a fine mist, and letting the mist solution stay on there in order to clean the germs, and then you can wipe it off.
Yeah. We've got to slow it down, just get past this, get rid of this virus, because we can't rush our way through it. Otherwise, it's not gonna. I mean, all of the cleaning in the world and whatever you do is not gonna matter. If we rush it, we got to take our time with it and make sure we're doing it thoroughly.
But I think what people emulate is what they see in a 30-second or you see them spray it and then they wipe it down, And I think obviously they do that to account for time, but you know, in the real world, yeah, you definitely have to make sure that you let that solution sit on your devices, whether it be your computer, keyboard, your mouse, your smartphone, your tablet, or even your touchscreen computer, and just make sure that you are taking the proper steps to make to clean your device. I mean, it's, and I think that's part of the information that needs to be shared as far as the general public and how to properly disinfect your smart devices, because people don't think about letting the cleaning solution sit on there for about 4 minutes. I mean, it's, you know, it's just one of those things we got to do.
You know, that fear about, okay, you tell me my phone's not supposed to get wet. I'm not, don't want to damage my phone, you know, and everything like that. And, it, you know, and then you have some people that will probably just, you know, do the overkill thing, you know. And you just got to really be careful with the instructions in terms of how you do it. But now let me ask you this. We're talking about phones. What about some of our other devices, like, you know, our laptops, our tablets, and all that type of stuff? Same thing, larger scale?
Yeah, same thing. Yeah, you need to go in and let the solution sit on those devices and properly disinfect it. Because, I mean, you may be cautious if you're, you know, if you got a keyboard, even a mouse, that if you're thinking, well, if I'm putting a liquid solution on it, then, you know, is it going to ruin the device? And if you do a fine mist with, you know, either pure and clean, or with a mixture of 50% rubbing alcohol and water, then it will properly clean it. Now, the one thing we haven't talked about that is a no-no with tech device, definitely don't want to use bleach on any of your tech devices, because it can definitely ruin them, because it's a harsh chemical. So that's why I'm recommending either the pure and clean or the rubbing alcohol, because bleach, yes, it'll kill everything in its path, including, you know, us. But at the same time, for our delicate tech devices, you don't want to use any Clorox wipes or any bleach wipes, or, you know, a bleach and water solution. You don't want to use those on your tech devices.
So how often should we be doing this?
I would say at least once a day. And that's a good question, because, you know, no one's asked me that. Out of all the interviews that I've been on, you are the first person to say, well, how often should we be cleaning our devices? I would say once a day, because I know that's the recommendation.
Like, so once a day, once an hour, once a month, once a week, you know, it's like, okay, we're doing this, but how? What's the frequency, you know?
Well, yeah, I would say a minimum of once a day, but it depends on how often you're out and about. Because, I mean, if you're at home with part of the social distancing, yeah, once a day is going to be good, because you figure in your home that hopefully you've gone through and you've disinfected your home. But if you are out and about because your job requires you to be out and about, then yeah, several times a day would not be a bad idea. And I'm sure in your industry, you're still out and about doing stuff and interacting with people. So yeah, the more you disinfect your devices, the better you are. And the other thing that has come into play that we have to do in our business is that when we're filling out work orders or filling out invoices, you know, we have to pass our smartphone on to someone else so that they can scribble their signature on it. Now, I guess, you know, one of the options would be to utilize one of those pens, but at the same time, you know, it's still a surface, so you have to make sure that you are constantly disinfecting your phone so that you're not passing it on to other people or infecting yourself.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I have a tendency to try to clean my phone, although it always looks bad. Especially, I think, with one of those nice, shiny, smooth screens, it just always seems to look bad. It never looks clean. But, you know, between if you're in Florida, you're going to sweat. So between sweat and hair products to constantly be cleaning the phone.
Right. But, I mean, I think in this day and age with the coronavirus, it's, you know, yeah, it can, the phone can look floppy, but the main thing is as long as it's disinfected. I think that's your main concern, yeah, because, you know, it's just you looking at your phone. At least I hope, you know.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We're here with Burton Kelso of Integral. We're talking about keeping your phone clean and some other stuff on this Tech Thursday. If you have a question for Burton, the number is 516-387-1944. That is 516-387-1944. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes, and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Having a wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event. Need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar, or it's a difficult time and you need to plan a wake or repast. Let us help. At our gatherings, let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event.
Good morning. Welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. I am here with Burton Kelso of Integral. We are talking about keeping those phones clean. I mean, coronavirus clean. Got to get away from that. We don't need any additional things to contribute to the possibility of us and our loved ones getting sick. So we've got to keep them clean. So, and I'm also posting some information that Burton sent us on the G's Power Hour Facebook page. So let Burton continue. So. Because we've got a lot to go through.
You,
so go ahead.
You said, let me continue. I'm like, wait a minute. Like, hey, far be it to me. So before the break, one of the things that I forgot to mention was to let people know that when they're using their cleaning solution, whether it's Pure and Clean or the 50-50 alcohol mix, is that on any tech device, you want to use a microfiber cloth to wipe your device down. And, gee, that may be part of your problem. Are you using a microfiber cloth to wipe down your phone?
Not all the time. I've gotten them before.
Hopefully you're not
Hello?
Using TP because you know that's in short demand.
What's that? The microfiber cloth?
I said hopefully you're not using toilet paper to clean your phone off because that's
no,
obviously
no,
in short
no, no,
demand.
But I am using other things, because a lot of times I'm in the car. And those microfiber cloths are nice at the beginning, but it can get kind of cruddy too, so you got to keep replacing those as well.
Right, exactly, yeah. The microfiber cloth or the eyeglass cleaning cloth, those are good things to use on your smartphone. So always keep that in mind because if you use TP or paper towel, those actually have abrasive products in them. And you can, or even Kleenex, you can scratch your phone with that. And think about some of the products like toilet paper and like Kleenex that have lotion in them. So, I mean, that's not going to get your phone clean like it should because it's going to be rubbing all sorts of lotion on your phone. So,
yeah.
Don't do it. So, some of the other things that you can use, too, as far as making sure that you minimize the germs on your smart device or even your computer, there's a company called Tech 21. And they make, and you're going to laugh because I always struggle with this word, they make antimicrobial cases that reduce the actual germs that can grow on your phone case or your computer case. And they're
okay.
And they're pretty inexpensive.
Uh-huh.
I know, you're like, what?
No, I'm listening. Yeah, I'm trying to take it all in and stuff like that. You know, I make some mistakes with this whole thing and trying to keep up. But you know, a lot of times, like, you know, I'm listening. And I'm like, you know, a lot of times I'm in the car, and I do the wrong thing. You're gonna probably chastise me, but that's fine. But sometimes the antibacterial spray or gel or whatever is there in the napkin from the fast food place.
Right. Oh yeah. Ooh. No wonder your phone's filthy.
No. Well. But I figure it's got to be better than the French fry grease on my hands, right?
Boy, that's yes.
Okay.
Man, that made my day.
Better than the worst of two evils here.
Oh,
I mean, better if you.
Yeah. Right. But
okay, you know, you see what I'm talking about, right? Okay.
I get you, but yeah, the thing there. Another thing, like, check out the website Tech21. So yeah, like I said, this company makes antimicrobial cases that will reduce the flu germs that are in the microbes on your case. I mean, that just, even as a tech guy, that really boggles my mind that they can make cases that can reduce the amount of germs and stuff that are growing on your smartphone. And they make cases for not only, you know, current smartphones, but they also make them for laptops and for tablets too. So if
well,
you're,
is it,
you know,
is
so
it
let's
the
say,
silicone? Is it the silicone? Do you think? Because, and the reason I ask that is because I got something recently. It's still a work in progress. I'm still testing it out. But I got these silicone. It's not a sponge, but it's a cloth or something that you use to clean your dishes with. And they said something about being resistant to bacteria and stuff like that. So I'm struggling with this whole manufactured, chemically made up stuff. And I'm like, okay, something's gonna be off with it at some point. And I'm putting this all on my
right.
dishes. But still, do you think it has? Are they made out of silicone? Do you know?
I don't know. I just know the website books that it'll reduce microbes up to 99.99%. So, like I
and
said, the company
name
is
of the
called
company
Tech,
again?
Tech21, like TECH21.com.
I'm looking at that. Okay, yes. Eco-friendly cases protecting drop after drop. That's what it says.
Right, but keep going on. You'll find the antimicrobial cases and on
yeah,
their website. They've got.
Yeah, that's the first thing that came
yeah,
up.
Yeah. Oh, did it for you? Okay,
yeah.
So, yeah, you can. The interesting thing about the graphic is that they've got the hand sanitizer.
Yeah. Funny.
You know, it. I know it kind of spells it out. So, but yeah, I mean, that would be another way for someone who is on the go if they wanted to reduce the germs on their case to get something like this. And to believe it or not, G, they are not sold out.
Really? I don't think anybody knows
yeah,
about
Phone
them
Soap
now.
Sold out. Phone Soap sold out. I mean, you go there to their website and it says you can pre-order it, but let it be known that, yeah, we're low on stock.
I didn't know anything about it, but yeah, when I opened it up and they had the little pump with the on the phone case, I thought that was, antimicrobial protection.
Right, because, I mean, if you look at, that may be the solution right now if you go to get the Tech21 case. And, you know, what's amazing about the antimicrobial cases is that they are not that expensive if you were to get them at your phone store. So I purchased one for a segment to show off, and I think it was $25. For the phone, I was thinking I would have got one that fit my phone, but I wasn't. But the case was $25, and I ordered it off Amazon, and it was there the next day.
Wow.
So
okay, you must be one of those Prime members.
Yes, I'm a Prime user. But here's the other alternative. I mean, yes, you could use the home solution or use Pure and Clean, which they're not sold out of that. But the your other option as far as making sure that you reduce the germs on your phone, you know, which would be phone soap, they're not shipping out stuff till May and June.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's
so, I mean, yeah, you've got to do something. And obviously, when it comes to technology, you want to do something that is going to be quick and easy to do because, you know, the advantage with phone soap is that you slap your phone or your devices in phone soap and in 10 minutes, and, you know, all the germs are killed. But, you know, if you use a home solution of water and alcohol and Pure and Clean, you know, you still got to go through the motions of spraying it, letting it sit, then cleaning it. And then also you
mm-hmm.
have to create the solution of alcohol. You know, so can you find it? I mean, you know, so that's why I'm saying the microbial cases would probably be, or antimicrobial cases would be a good solution for a lot of people to go with. So that's why I'm touting it.
Well, I have posted it, the Tech 21 eco-friendly phone cases, eco-friendly, on G's Power Hour Facebook page, and I'm posting phone soap and what was the other thing you just said?
Pure and Clean.
Got short memory.
So Pure and Clean, yeah. And it's pureandclean.us. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So
you know, there are people out there that want, yeah, there are people out there that want an eco-friendly solution to clean their devices, and Pure and Clean is probably one of the better products out there to you know, that if you're green, you know, if you want to use green products to clean your stuff, Pure and Clean is probably one of the best products out there. So check it out.
Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely going to check out that phone case, too. I think we're going to be getting one of those phone cases, at least one for me.
Yeah, you need – it sounds like you need it, yeah, because if you're putting McDonald's fry grease in your phone, then that –
I didn't say
you know.
McDonald's. I said
excuse
French fries.
Me. I know. Jeez. What's the best place to get fries, though? You know,
there's a lot of good places to get fries. It depends on what kind of fries you like.
Okay. Oh, okay.
You know.
I got you.
Anyway, we're going to take a break. We're here with Burton Kelso. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had a Good Entertainment. It's Tech Thursday on G's Power Hour with Burton. If you have a question, the number is 516-387-1944. That is 516-387-1944, and we will be right back. We're on G's Power Hour. I've never had some good entertainment. Good afternoon. We're here with Burton Kelso. Tech Thursday is the month here on G's Power Hour, and we are talking about keeping the phones clean while we're doing the battle against the coronavirus. We are also talking about did you want to just talk about the phone clean, or do you want to talk about the website for the taxes?
We probably should. Yeah, I was gonna say. I think we're disinfected up. But yeah, I think it's important to start talking about. You know, we can talk about working remotely, or also, you know, some awesome websites to go to kind of keep yourself entertained with social distancing. So I think let's talk about.
Oh yeah.
The remote workforce, because I mean that's important for a lot of people as far as what they need to consider to work remotely in this time of social distancing. So one way that it should, then, you know, you've got other options to go with, primarily a mobile phone hotspot that you can get from your mobile provider. So the thing with a hotspot, though, obviously, you have to, if you're going to work remotely, you have to make sure that you aren't going to be dinged as far as how much internet bandwidth that you're using, because that definitely can raise up your internet bill.
Swiffer Sweeper cleans so completely, you'll never go back to your old broom again.
Now a song for Mary from a Mr. Broom.
Sweeper is redesigned to clean corners, and it traps and locks 50% more dirt, dust, and hair than a broom. So go all the way clean. New Swiffer. Clean better or your money back. Guaranteed.
My apologies. Once the internet kicked back in, good old technology on Tech Thursday. My apologies.
Oh, that's fine.
<All right. laughs>
Thanks. That's what technology will do, right?
So, oh, wow. welcome back to Geese Power Hour. I've never had some good entertainment. How are you hearing me, Burton?
I can hear you fine.
Okay, all right. You sound better, so. But it was breaking up terribly, so. But anyway, go back to what you were talking about before we took break.
We're talking about high-speed internet and how important it is.
Okay.
If you're going to work as far as your download speed is concerned.
Okay. Yeah.
So you can go to speedtest.net to check out your internet speed. So if you are an employer, or let's say you have a solo or small business, you're like, man, I really – want to work remotely, you've got to check your internet speed out first to make sure you're getting at least 25 megabits per second down. So.
Let me ask you, how can you tell if
you're getting what you're supposed to be getting?
Speedtest.net.
Right, okay. Like, yeah, speed,
yeah.
speedtest.net.
Okay. Yeah, because
now,
there are times
that
I wonder. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, sometimes you have to be cautious because sometimes your cable provider will redirect you to their speed test website. You want to go to the neutral speedtest.net so that you can check it on your own as opposed to, you know, looking at somebody else's stuff. Is how you're going to collaborate back and forth. So I know, especially with you and being in real estate, I mean, obviously you've got tools that help you collaborate with your buyers and sellers. And so I think your industry won't be affected as some of the other industries out there because a lot of those tools are, you know what I mean? A lot of those tools are already available for real estate agents. But for other businesses, tools like Microsoft Office 365 and OneDrive
mm-hmm.
allow collaboration. And then, of course, you can also collaborate.
On my laptop. Okay, so it has something that says ping MS, and it says download MBPS and upload MBPS. What are those, and what should they be saying if it was high speed, you know, decent high speed?
So the download is the speed that you're pulling information off of the internet. So when you're
okay.
streaming movies, the higher your download speed, the better.
Okay.
So just out of curiosity, what did you get?
Okay. My ping was 10. I don't know if that's good or bad.
That's good.
That's what I'm asking. Okay. Download is 118.33.
So and you're
11.82.
Upload. That's when you're, like, if you send an email to somebody, then that would be your upload as far as how long it would take for you to send information from your computer to somebody else's computer. So if
okay.
you're working back and forth, that could come into play if you've got a slow upload speed, especially if you're sending documents back and forth. But, you know, at the same time, it's important to have anything over, if you can, 25. But the most important, G, is the download. You collaborate with, I'm just kind of curious, and for your real estate business, how are you collaborating with both your buyers and sellers as far as you know, using the internet? Because I know a lot of your business is internet based.
Yeah. Obviously we have our multiple listing service, MLS. So a lot of stuff gets sent, if it's terms of listings and stuff, it gets sent through the MLS. And then we correspond usually through phone or, email in terms of following up and maybe setting the appointments. Also, we have an app that we use called Showing Time. So when we set up the listing appointments to go show the houses, it's done through that app called Showing Time, and usually I can forward whatever the schedule is on Showing Time to them. And then also to Showing Time, I have the Showing Time app on my phone, so the houses that we're seeing are all, you know, on my phone, basically. I just have to pull up the
right
app, and then also the electronic key is on my phone too. So, not as much, you know. It's usually the follow up correspondence that happens on my laptop, where, you know, we're going to meet here, or, you know, and a lot of times too, with the younger people, it's more texting than the email, or if it's immediate, it's more of the texting than the email. So
right,
that's where a lot of that happens.
Yeah, and so, like I said, your industry's got it pretty much locked up, where a lot of stuff is already on the cloud. But, I mean, in this, you know,
yeah,
with all the social distancing, it's more businesses need to start thinking about, or should have, as a contingency plan, just thinking about what tools they're going to collaborate with. And I think right now, probably Google Docs or G Suite, as they call it, and
right,
Microsoft 365 are probably some of the better tools out there to make sure that you can collaborate and
yeah,
with customers,
well,
and with your staff, and to make sure that you can stay in business.
Well, the big problem now is, you know, open houses, the debate on whether or not to have open houses. You know, and a lot of that is determined by the sellers. You know, so being able to show the house, show in terms of houses, and then it depends on how comfortable you are as a realtor taking the people out, how comfortable the buyer is in terms of going into the house. So we're in the process of having to rethink a lot of different things when it comes to, buying and selling houses right now, because a lot of it, even though the paperwork stuff, that type of stuff is in the cloud and you know, virtual and whatever, it's still relational. I mean, unless you're one of these people that's an investor and you're buying stuff like sight unseen, and you're just going by, let's say, whatever pictures may be online. But, I mean, to be honest, I'm a realtor that I have a problem with that, because a picture doesn't always tell the story, you know.
Right.
And was something I was looking at or hearing about one day about, I was reading actually about Chip and Joanna Gaines in a houseboat that he bought sight unseen, just based on pictures, and then he got it. This is one of their first purchases that got them on Fixer Upper. So it had rained into the houseboat, and there was mold and a whole bunch of other stuff, and nothing at all that looked like pictures that, you know, prompted him to buy the houseboat. And there's a lot of people
right
out there that do that. I personally have a problem. I mean, if you're a long-distance buyer, then my thing is, you know, get a realtor and have the realtor go and walk through and take the pictures, you know, right then. Don't rely on everything that's posted, because, you know, depending on when the property was listed and everything, by the time you actually see the property or your realtor actually sees the property, things may have changed. So it's a tricky business. It really is. So.
Yeah, but the good thing about your business is, you know, a lot of it is already online, and you've got a lot of businesses now that are struggling to get to the cloud so that they can have a remote workforce. So that's, you know, it's kind of one of the key things, which is your favorite topic when we talk about cybersecurity, but it has to be talked about, because if you're working remotely, you need to make sure that you're taking